man, that has in itself the schoolers of inyanim that a person can be oimid mitzad his own self, mitzad avoida, that machmas many of the schoolers of the day, it goes beyond what normally could. I'd like to be misamek on nekuda. It's a branch of what we spoke Friday, but a different direction, a little bit different kivun. The Arizal, when he brings different evarim that are connected different chadashim, so the Bnei Yisrael brings for the Arizal says in many places that Adar is connected the choytam, which is the nose. The Bnei Yisrael speaks about it in the Inyan of Reach. Famous, very, very famous. He's Bnei Yisrael speaks about Mordechai is Mloshem Mord Dochi Mordror. That's in your psalm Reach. Estes Hadassim in your Reach. That's the Inyan that he speaks through in your Reach, that it wasn't Nifkam or the Chet of Eitz Hadass v'chulu. I'd like to try to understand it in a little bit of a different tfisa. It's definitely connected with the Reach, the Inyan of Reach, like we spoke Friday. But I'd like to understand it in a very different kivun about the etzem musig of the nose, the chshivas, the eva of the nose in a person, and its chshivas. There's a machlokes in Gemara in Yuma. When somebody is buried in an avalanche, and if there's nafal of mapilus and you machal Shabbos or Yontiv to take him out, to what point do we have to be boidik him in order to determine his death? In other words, what eva's kaveya chayim in a person? So there's two man yomrim in a braisa. One man yomer is choytmoy, and one man the Amar is Liboy. There's a second Gerset, the Rashi's Gerset Liboy, and some Rishonim are Gerset Liboy, and some are Gerset Tiburay, which is later on in the Gemara, the Hemshech. But even if it's Tiburay, the Mashmah says it's probably kosher with his lave. That's a way in those days, in other words, if they needed to feel a heartbeat, it was around the abdominal region of the person where they were able to feel it. So you have a machlokes in the Gemara la'alacha. Where is the makom of chiyus of a person? It's something that you would expect it. The makom chiyus of a person we'd expect to be the lave. That should be the makom chiyus of a person. And yet lemaisa it's a machlokes, and we paskin that the ikur is the choytem. And it goes back to the yipach bapav, like we saw. Like we spoke about Friday. But I'd like to try to understand the machloikis. In other words, it's a machloikis here, not in a mitzias. Death is not a mitzias. Death is a classification. It's nominative. It's sort of a decision. So the center of chiyus in a person is the leiv or the choytem. That's something that sort of shakes us. Why would the choytem is not a terribly important aver as such? It's not a glorious aver. There's no lev as a lev mevin, lev shemeya. The word lev is used so many times in Lashon HaKodesh in so many contexts of inner human qualities. Chaitim, the truth is, it's not in Tanakh. It appears once in Echtoim Tilosi, and only some Rishonim learned it to mean Lashon Chaitim. In most mean it's like it's anger, holding in anger. It's also Milosha Choytim, like Af. Af is anger, and Choytim is the Chelik that's Kovish Kas. But B'choloifin, why wouldn't the Lev that has the all of the Skulas of Adam in the Lev, in the Mokum Bin of the Adam, why would the Choytim be that? That's the Shaila we want to try to understand. And you're talking about something that's describing what a person is. Medrash HaGadol says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Adam was mutal goylam lefanav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked, what aver shall I, through which aver shall I breathe life into the person? And it said, should I do the peh? The peh speaks lashon hara. Deinayim is ayin ra, and so on. So finally, the choytim, because the choytim is moitzi zuama and it's machnis avir. So the pashas is the skula of the choytim is that it's the only eva that's not miskalkal. In other words, it gives chiyus and it takes away kilkulim. So every other eva, the ayin and the lev and all of them, they have a tzad ra in them. And b'meila, to give the chiyus in a makom that could be nifkam, that wouldn't be good. The choytim, since it's moitzei machnis, and it is, it's the only eva really that's like that. A person has the mashal pulas, his whole structure of digestion. There's one part that's machnis, there's one part that's moitzei, and everybody understands that. There's the chelik that's machnis the chiyus is not the chelik that's moitzi the psoilus. So in the tzuras adam, one aver does both. Why? What is the school of hagufa? There's something about the tzura of a chaytim. We mentioned the Gemara in Yevamos says that he only made on a guf. That has the chaytim, and Rashi says in some places that's the hadras of the person, that's the klest upon him of the person lies in the chaytim. That's the extra part of the person. That's ki'ilu. Without that, you don't see the whole source. And then Chazal bring a story. Somebody wanted to hide from the malchus, so he took a piece of wax, pasted it on something, and put it on his nose, and the malchus couldn't tell. Because the nose is really the hakaras panim of a person, even though the eyes to us seems to be very, very significant. But Chazal tell us that the most important part is the nose of the person, and that's where the hakaras panim. And how gufa, we understand the face more than the body, because the face has expression. We understand the eyes of a person have a tremendous amount of expression. His mouth laughs. Is tight, is sad, frowns. But what's the chaytim? What's the school of chaytim? Let's take a look at the Zayar Kaddish. The Zayar Kaddish is in Parshas Nosei, and it speaks over there about Tzurei Mehemna, and it speaks about the Tzuris Adam. It says like this. That a person needs two chalakim for there to be a shiras hashchin in a person. Those are the letters of Akash Baruch's name. Without yira and without ava. In other words, hashiras hashchin in a person is not totally in the maisa mitzvah. It's totally in the pnimius, the inun kor yira va'ava kriyna levadai. Umitaman is yavod a teirva mitzvah dinon ben ubas, ubegin yisor mekayim teirva mitzvahs karabon la kadosh baruch hu, and so on. Hanistoris are yira va'ava de inon b'moicha v'liba. Avol by nash de misasik by reisa, a person who's oisik in teira ve'oz b'pkudin de'essay, and he does what's right, he does the mitzvah essay. Do is gal l'chol bar nash, that everyone sees. Why? Begin the kutsha bricha avod le puma bisgalia lisaska b'aisa. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him an eva begoli, which is the mouth, and that's oisik in Torah. So when a person's oisik in Torah, you see it. Ve'ainin listakalaba ve'udna lemishvebe. Ve'avod kutsha bricha barnash yodin ve'raglin ve'gufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a person hands and feet in the guf lemevad b'im kudin desay. So all of the ivarim of a person are begoli. They're there to bring out in this world the mitzvahs of Kadosh Baruch Hu, and those are all the Evarim. So the Zohar Kadosh asks, Im kein chutma l'may nafke minei, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make a choytim? Why did Kadosh Baruch Hu make a nose? So he says, Vayipach ba'apov nishmas chayim, da ihu d'yukna del barnash. It's the dukin, it's the tzuris, the tzalim that's above a person. The itma bay, like we learned, vayachloim vihine sulam, sulam vade I nishmas chayim. Kursu l'shem avaya di'iya yira v'ava tera mitzvahs u'bosh arya. It's a seat of the Elyonim is on the Chaitim. It represents the Sulam Mutzavarts of Reish of Hashemayim. And this is Keilu, this is where there's a makam in a person's Kaima of Ashuras Hashchina, of some beyond the person, is Dafkin the Chaitim. So the Zohar Kodesh describes the Chshivas of the Chaitim. But we still don't understand what is it about the Aver B'Shoina. In other words, he's not. We're looking for the cause, not the effect. Why did Hakadosh Baruch Hu boicha? Hakadosh Baruch Hu could have taken the leiv. Hakadosh Baruch Hu today nayim the peh. Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the tzura of a chaitim has a yichud to itself, that it allows a whole different inyan of Ashuras Hashchina on a person. What is it? So let's take a dogma. A person is selam alakim in two ways. Lamashal, a person is a diver and he dives underwater. He takes with him a tank of oxygen and he can stay underwater as long as there's oxygen and go about. A second oifen is a person has pipes connected to above the ground. And then he has oxygen and he can walk around. The mila of an oxygen tank is the freedom, the independence. The person is free, but it's very limited. And the person, as he's breathing, he's finishing off his oxygen. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation of Adam and Tzuras Adam, there are two eifanim of Keli Kim, of Betzalmoy Bedmusoy. One is Adam Mitzad Atzmoy, carries in himself a tzelem and a demus. And the parallel to El Yoinim lies in a person's Lev Mavin. Shlomo HaMelech, when he asked for the thing, the greatest thing he asked for, Lev Shemeya, Lev Mavin, he asked to have seichel and das, like Rashi says, HaKadosh Baruch gave Adam etzalmo d'musoi, that he gave him das like el yoinim. That is how Adam mitzad atzmoi is doimet HaKadosh Baruch kaviyachol. It's a maila, and that would be enough l'chura to call a person a chai, because he has himself chias pnimis. But the chisaron of that is that the person is limited to himself, and when his own supply of das is gone, when his own supply of toiv is gone, whenever there's a kilkel, it's finished and it's over with, and he's a ben temusa, because there's nothing within a person mitzad atzmoi that he is a be'etzim. He's like Elokim, but he's not Elokim. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam, there was another piece. Vayipach ba'apov is a mitzias kayemis. A person is constantly receiving a chiyus mibachutz. And like the Zohar Kodesh says, milamalo, he's the sulam. A person gets a hashpov atochainin lodom das, that a person gets hashpo milamala constantly, just like the tzuras goylem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in us is a kayam tomid. The chiyus of vayipach is a constant mitzias. So if we look at the koimus Adam biologically, he has a heart that beats from within, and the heart itself is, it's zokuk to mazain, but it's independent. The heart beats a little bit after you start breathing also. It takes a few minutes, so it doesn't have food. And then a person breathes from outside in, and a person is machnas chiyus into himself from outside in. That's the biological tzur of it. So all we're totally food, l'mashal. We take from inside and from outside, we bring it in. But then it stays inside. And it's, you know, and there's a long time when it's independent, until we need again food. Well, breathing is constant. the two simonim that kill a person is the veshet and the kone that kill a balchai, because yimnatik mibachutz. Of the two, the kone is a lot more significant, because that becomes, the person needs it every second. So the Zohar Kodesh is telling us that a person has in himself his own inyanim, whatever milas he has, but those are all for kilkul. He has in himself a sulam that goes lemala, and it's mechabim to past where he is, and that is something that gives him the tsura, the cluster upon him that's me'eva letzura sada, the cluster upon him that's beyond the person, the ziv, the hadras upon him, the inyanim that are past the person, bigger than the person, that's what he gets through the chaitim. So when the Gemara in Yuma has a machlokes, what gives a person a shem chai? The machlokes is noike v'yoyda tahoim. It's a machlokes that's going to be magdir a person. It's interesting that the other girsa besides libo is tiburoi, which is the other place that a person is kosher to bachutz. Very interesting that those are the two in yanim. So lemaisa in a person's kaima, you have the lave, which is his own chiyus, the chiyus that is self-contained, and you have the chiyus that comes with bachutz, and that is the chaitim. Those are the two inyanim. That's the pshat, the Medrash HaGadol, that all other evarim are olul for kilkul, except for the chaitim, because in its own mitzias, there's ein kategen asanega. And an eva that's nifkam is nifkam, and it stays that way. In as much as the chaitim, just like the tinoik, who's in the mei imoy, everything goes through the tibur, the chut, everything is say what he takes in, what he takes out. Everything is exchanged through there. When a person is mechubet al yoinim, that's possible for him not to be in a skalkel also. Just like some that's mechubet adama doesn't become tummy, because as long as you mechuber, you're mufka from kilkulim. So in the chelik adam that stands on its own, it's all for kilkul. In the chelik adam that's mechuber lemalo mi adam, that is meinea kilkul, and it gives him the ziv beyond it. B'derach klal, all year round, our avoda lies with ourselves. The becoming ke'elikim, becoming b'talmud Musa in the movan of developing ourselves with Torah and mitzvahs, is an avoda that makes us from within ourselves, and be'ikah through our das and bina, to make us like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore the biggest bakasha a person could be mavakish all year round is a lev maven, understanding das, doila das, shemois, ekel deyas Hashem, and so on. That's the ultimate a person can strive for, that's what a person needs to strive for. But a person within himself, within his own tzura, whatever is contained within, is olfa kilkul, and it's limited. The ziv and ha'ara of a person, that the person has on him some tzura al-yoyna that's beyond the person. You see a bus of a dom, and there's a ziv of al-yoynim on him. There's a ziv of something else on him that can't come from within the person. And that can only come from what's beyond the person. Adar is the aver that Adar is mizbalit nader is the chaitim. The inyanim of the Megillah were the reach which is associated with it. Like we spoke, I'm not going to talk about it now. Like we spoke a lot on by Kateris when we spoke Friday, the association of reach to chiyus and so on. So it means that the type of inyanim, the type of Avoda on Purim, the school of Purim is that a person taps into something beyond himself. it's sayla toiv sayla mutav. When a person is drinks on Purim and he's not himself, so sometimes there's no tzuras adam whatsoever. The little bit of seichel and das the person had when he deadens it with drinking, there's nothing left but a pager. That's one. There's a second eifin where when the person is looking for the chiyus and the chaitim, when the person understands that the chiyus and the lev is always limited, but a person is trying to reach out to that sulam of mutzav arts of reish v'shamayim, that's the school of Purim to tap into that chaitim. It's something which people have experienced a Purim mitzad atoiv, where the dulling of the person's das was mavlit, the person's connection to lamala, understand what that aver is. It's the person has two centers of chiyus in his ruchnistic self. One is in the lave, that avoid is all year round, the bina of das, of all the nyanim toiv, that's under a person's shlita, and by and large that's the kaimus adam in whatever he is. But a person has more than a kaima. A person has in himself a ziv and a ara velyonim to him. That's attained by those moments when a person can tap into something that goes beyond him. The aver of chaitim, the chiyus of chaitim, is the ikachiyus of a person. The vayipach ba'apav is the metzias kayemis. It's something that we don't notice because the body is so active, yadayim raglayim, and in doing mitzvahs, that we don't deher the pnimius. When you have a moment when the ikachiyus becomes the chaitim, when the tafkid of the lev becomes secondary, and the school is bigger than chaitim, a person has the ability to tap into a chiyus that keeps him constantly attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be zeichen de va'atem atveikim v'ashem alakeichem chayim kulchem ayoim.